Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I remember I was so close to death that it was almost like I'm speaking to myself to keep me alive, to keep myself alive. It almost felt like 95% of me was done. Like I was just done. I didn't want to be here anymore. This year I'm preparing another 12 codes, and the results of people listening to them are spectacular. I had no idea how it's going to impact people. I didn't expect even 1% of what I am hearing from people.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of The Couch with Joy and Friends. And we have a very special episode today with the beautiful Rhea. And I am so excited to do this interview with her today. And so y'all just sit back, relax, and get all this love. And before we start, subscribe to the channel. Okay, so you can get this love every Tuesday and Thursday on YouTube. And I just, and to y'all, thank y'all. Because we hit 10,000 subscribers on YouTube, and that's a huge accomplishment for me. So I love you guys. I love you. And make sure you send this to at least 5 people. I was saying 2, but we're going to go to 5. Send it to 5 people so this word and this message gets around the world, okay? So thank y'all. Okay. Rhea. Dang it. I'm just going to say, I'm going to call you sis. No.
I have a tip for you. So do you know the singer whose name is Rihanna?
Yeah, Rihanna. Got it.
It's like Rihanna, but without Na. It's Rhea.
Rhea. I'm going to get it. Rhea. Thank you so much for being here. Seriously, I love your light, your aura, your presence, everything, your voice, all the things. And I'm definitely a fan now of your codes. And we're not going to talk about it right now. We're going to get into it later. but to start, how are you today? How's your heart?
I'm fantastic. I'm very excited. I was looking forward to our call. So I'm ready to jump and go deep this conversation.
That's dope. Good. Okay, so first off, let's tell the people who you are.
I am calling myself in the most general way. I call myself an artist. I use my voice to speak, to sing, to spread the message through the storytelling, through my emotions, through my experience and knowledge that I gained through my whole life, which was abundant. And I speak on stages, I sing on stages, and I also love to perform on the internet. And I love speaking about the depth of life, the meaning, the sacredness of life, abundance, freedom, relationships, money, leadership. These are the areas of my life that I covered with my own experience through many mistakes and a lot of ups and downs. And now I guide people through different experiences too.
That's beautiful. Can you share more about your journey as an artist and how you became a speaker and a singer? And what drew you to the speaking? Because I know you were singing first, or were you always doing both?
I was on the stage since I was 6. I was performing in this huge group of children. We were performing on the stages all around the world, thousands of people. I was really small and I was a soloist. So I was singing and I was dancing. And then as I was a teenager, I wanted still to sing, but I felt it wasn't my style to just do concerts. I was very curious with human psychology, with our subconscious, with mechanisms. So even when you look at my creation in terms of albums of my music, you're going to see it's like you cannot put me into one. Mm-hmm. You cannot give me one label like this is pop music or this is jazz music. Like it's just my experience, what I'm sharing in my music. So since I remember, I loved mixing it, but then I got really ill. And after recovering, I decided, not even I decided, actually, I started being invited to different lectures and workshops and mm-hmm. to speak to people about my experience because it became a huge inspiration how I handled my illnesses. So I started to speak, and then the bigger I was, the bigger the crowds were, and I started mixing it. So it's like, it's a performance. It's like a motivational speaking, storytelling, and singing, taking people through the journey that I went.
I'm a singer also, and I just started the speaking part of the journey. But I've been singing since the age of about 6 as well. So it resonated with me that you get to do both and you found your place in both. And I love the fact that you didn't stay in the box, because they always say, choose a genre and stick with it. Don't do this, don't do that. When it comes to music, it's always very constricted. And I love the freedom that you chose to say, I'm not going to conform to that. I'm going to do what I want to do and put out the music that I want to put out, how I feel it. And so I think that's beautiful.
I've been told exactly the same thing, mm-hmm. that you have to decide. Like music producers were angry with me, like, you're betraying music. And I'm like, no, I'm not. You have to choose. No, I don't.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a struggle. It is still a struggle, because people, when they want to be mean, they point me like, are you a singer? Are you a speaker? What are you? Mm-hmm. And are you a coach? You know, and they are trying to be mean, but I don't mind. I'm doing what I love, and I'm doing what is the most beautiful and most transformational experience for my audience. And this is what's most important for me.
You didn't let the box hold you in when the producers were mad and all the things. Because for sure, as a singer, I've went through that trial of, do I sing or do I speak? But now I am in the place of, I'm doing both. And I just recently released a video a few days ago on YouTube, me singing. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to just put it out. I'm going to put it out. Because it's good to do. And it's a huge way for me to express who I really, really am in all totality, like every piece of me. So congratulations for you on choosing you in that way too, for real.
And congratulations to you too.
Thank you. I've heard a few interviews that you've done, and in quite a few of those interviews, you mentioned focused energy. Mm-hmm. And can you explain the concept of focused energy and how it relates to manifestation?
I love it. And I recently I've been going deeper with it. So the way I see it is, let's say you're looking at the Christmas lights. Mm-hmm. And these are like tiny little bulbs, tiny small lights that are very long and that are spread all over the tree. It gives a certain impression, mm-hmm. but it's spread. So if you took all of these bulbs together, then it will give completely different strength or the intensity of the light, because mm-hmm. it's going to be focused. And then we can compare it to like a stage lights. Yes, mm-hmm. they are very focused right in the front of your face, and they are giving completely different result. Mm-hmm. And I noticed recently that when I'm in hurry and I'm driving my car, mm-hmm. and Google Maps tells me you're going to get there in 30 minutes. And then I drive the car and I listen to voice clips of some mm-hmm. friends or any other people. Simultaneously, I look around because I notice shops. Simultaneously, I'm also trying to respond to the messages whilst I'm standing on the red light. I am not going to be as fast because I will not notice that the light is already green. So I will start moving a little bit like 5 seconds later. Then let's count it like 10 times. Then it's already a minute or two longer that I'm driving. So all these distractions are causing, like, I'm thinking about a lot of things, and probably I won't even get there in 30 minutes. I will get there even later because I will not notice that I was supposed to turn. I will not notice many other things.
Right.
But when I am in a hurry and I see it's 30 minutes and I want to get there in 20 minutes and I turn everything off, like the radio, my telephone, everything, just silence. I'm just looking in the front of the car. I'm super concentrated. I see all the lights. The minute it goes green, I immediately move. I am in a different dynamics because I'm focused. And then suddenly I see Google Maps telling me I'm going to be 10 minutes earlier. So I am able to break the time.
Yeah.
And seeing these kind of examples, I realize how much people are distracted, and this is why they don't fulfill their goals. This is why it takes them more time. This is why they fail in many things or get a little bit frustrated sometimes because other people do it faster, even if they are doing exactly same thing. So I started working on my focus, on my presence, on my concentration, like in a very disciplined way. And suddenly I have more time. I have more duties. I have more projects. I have more people. I have everything more, and I have more time. It's illogical, but this is how focus works. Like, it saves us so much time.
I love that. So for the people watching, put your mind on what it is that you want to achieve and focus on that one thing at that time. Not all the 10 things that we want to do, but the one thing, and it will manifest. And that is definitely a key to manifestation, making sure that our focus is on that thing and not distracted by everything else that's going on around us, because we can get sidetracked so quick, so quick. And I love that focused energy. I love that. Okay. What are some practical tips for practicing meditation, especially for those who find it difficult to find time or focus?
I remember my first teachers told me that I should be meditating like 15 minutes a day. And then when I told him I don't have time, he said, then you should be meditating 30 minutes a day. And I was like, oh my God. But there is something profound in that. It will focus, like, it will focus you. It will make you feel focused. It will make you feel concentrated, and you will have more time once you start meditating. What is the easiest way? Codes are super easy to meditate because, first of all, you can listen to them, not necessarily with your eyes closed. You can listen to them as you're driving. You can listen to them as you're going to sleep or as you're working or as you're cooking. Or you can simply close your eyes and absorb them. And this is what will help your mind being in one place instead of all over the place. So this was my way because I was so overstimulated. It was so hard for me when I started meditating in 2005. It was a nightmare. Like, I couldn't, I was getting mad, like insane with meditation. And it was really a challenge for me. So I know so many techniques, but also I work a lot of with femininity. And I think that for women, it's not the best way to just sit and meditate with our eyes closed. There is, there are different meditations that are especially for our feminine energy that will activate mm-hmm. it, because Buddha meditation is like a very masculine meditation. So it's good, but it needs to be balanced. So
for sure.
Yeah. So these are my tips about meditation.
Mm-hmm. I started meditating about, I want to say 2019. And it was the most beautiful gift my friend could ever introduce me to. For me, it was rather easy to sit in, like you said, I was overstimulated, like hyper everything. And I wanted something that would ground me to kind of pull me back to the earth. And sitting there, and my meditations aren't normally silent. Like, I don't clear my mind. I actually let the thoughts go by and I deal with them as they come. I say affirmations, and I'm always saying something to encourage myself, to uplift myself in those moments. And if I feel like crying, I will cry. If I feel like laughing, I will laugh. Like, meditation is one of my practices that I do every single day. Even if it's not sitting in a chair, I could do it while I'm driving, while I'm cooking, while I'm painting. Painting is one of my favorite meditations. And I love how you said the feminine energy is hard to sit like Buddha. Can you expound on that a bit? Because I know the dance between masculine and feminine. And I actually had a question. How do you balance masculine and feminine energies in your work and life too, including meditation?
In the shortest way, I would say it's all about giving and receiving. So when mm-hmm. I want to go more into the feminine energy, I open myself to receive, because it's the essence of femininity is just to open to receive, which is something that is so common to forget, because women have a mm-hmm. tendency, especially as mothers, we have a tendency to overgive and give yeah. and overgive and give and overgive. And it's like an ongoing train. Mm-hmm. And then we end up exhausted and frustrated and not fulfilled and not radiant, because we feel lack of receiving, lack of femininity, lack of our essence. So the best way is to open to receive. And when it comes to my practices around receiving, I would start with just start receiving whatever you're seeing just now. Start receiving whatever you're hearing just now. Start receiving whatever you're feeling now. Just this intention gives completely different experience. So even if you sit on the chair and you, instead of like, okay, I'm going to quiet my mind, or I'm just going to contemplate on something, you change this intention into, now I'm going to receive whatever there is to receive. You are shifting into a whole new dimension. So yeah. This is something that I would look at when it comes to balancing feminine and masculine, and also in life. How can we allow ourselves to receive, allow yeah. ourselves to be nourished, to be honored by mm-hmm. everything, by everyone. And I think that in the nowadays we don't have a problem with masculinity and with
at all.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% Lean Ground Sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
They throw it on us. You can do this, girl. Do it yourself. Do it yourself. And I'm like, I would love to, you know, go buy myself a piece of jewelry, but I also like receiving jewelry too. And I don't want to stop the train of, you know, someone giving me something and me saying thank you because I can do it myself, you know. And I think the balance of masculine, the dance between the two is very important for us to start to accept and embrace, for sure.
Yeah, I agree. So, I can also see that Gen Z is completely in a different idea about it, because they have the legacy of women being put in the box and locked in the cages where we couldn't do anything. And then the reaction on that of women being so harmed was that we started to be like, I can do it. I don't need men. Yeah. I'm going to open my door by myself. Don't buy me I can buy my own flowers and so forth. You know, like the beautiful song of Miley Cyrus. I was like, it's beautiful, but we're further than that now. It's like, I know I can. And I want to allow myself to receive, to be in my femininity. So I think that in terms of evolution, the next step is like, I can buy myself flowers. However, I want to receive, and I can allow myself to receive because I am safe to receive. So it's
I'm safe to receive. I love that. I heard you talk about Tantra, and my audience doesn't know anything about that. So when they hear it, they're probably like, what in the world is Tantra? But I want you to talk about it just a bit and let us know what that is, and how do you practice or teach? What is Tantra in your life?
It's literally what we've been just talking about. Beautiful dance, and being aware of the dance that we are having in our lives. It's a dance of feminine and masculine. It's a dance of presence and joy and energy. It's the dance of giving and receiving. It's the dance of yin and yang. And it all, like what Tantra does, it gives us tools, different practices, different meditations, how to start embodying it, how to start incorporating it out in our lives. And I would love to say that for me, Tantra is teaching us about sacredness of life. And then it literally like have these, you know, different areas that Tantra covers. And then what I do is I translate it all into daily life language, I would say. So it's not very woo-woo. It's more like giving and receiving. How are you interacting with your partner, with your kids, with your business partners, with even a lady who is massaging you? You know, I know women who can go to receive a massage and they are still in giving. So it's a habit. It's something that we need to start being aware of. And what Tantra does is, Tantra is opening our consciousness to see more, to see the depths, to see things we didn't notice before.
That's beautiful. I love that. Okay. When it comes to your codes, because we definitely, I was listening to a few of them. What are the codes and what inspired you to create them so we could hear them? And I love that. What language do you speak?
Polish.
Okay. So I heard the codes in Polish, and then I went back and I was like, oh, they're in English. I need this. Yes. So can you explain the codes to people who may not know and how they can find them?
If I'm honest, I feel it's my biggest secret and the most profound tool that I was given by the universe. this was something that came out when I was very, very ill. I was in depression. I was suffering with anxiety attacks and panic attacks, eating disorder, sleeplessness. And I was really gathering so many tools how to handle myself, how to handle it, how to get rid of it, how to heal it. And one of the things that I started doing at some point when my depression, because my depression kept coming back and forth. And after I think second episode, I started talking to myself. Mm-hmm. I was putting myself in the front of the mirror and I was talking to myself. And it might sound crazy just now, but from perspective of 8 years, I remember I was so close to death that it was almost like I'm speaking to myself to keep me alive, to keep myself alive. And because, like, I don't know, it almost felt like 95% of me was done. Like, I was just done. I didn't want to be here anymore. And it was just these 5%. It was like talking and talking, you know, it was just, mm-hmm. And this voice was coming through me as I was looking in the mirror and I was talking to myself out loud. Mm-hmm. And I was expressing, what I wanted to hear in the opposition, yes, to what was happening inside of me. You're alive. You're breathing. Ooh. You're gorgeous. You're incredible. Life is sacred. You are alive. You're a miracle. You came here as, yeah, a miracle. You are a miracle. Like, look how many things had to happen for you to come here. You are a miracle. Look at this life. Look around you. Look at these trees. And I just kept talking to myself. And I didn't know what I'm doing, but I thought that it's like, what else have I got to do? Because nothing was working for me. Yeah. Nothing was healing me. No medicines, nothing. So after years of doing it, as I was seeing slowly that it's like, these words are like seeds that I'm planting, yeah, and you cannot see them at the beginning. You can see them after time. It just became, I became these words. I literally, yeah, became these words. Mm-hmm. And I reprogrammed my mind. And the longer I was doing it, because at the beginning it was giving me like this immediate gratification. I was like, okay, I'm breathing. But the moment I was stopping talking, I was immediately collapsing. So sometimes I swear I could be talking to myself for hours just to keep myself, you know, alive and awake. So I was doing it. And then I started feeling better and better, very slowly, but better and better. And then it was coming not from very bad to better, bad, but then it was coming from incredible to even more incredible to even more, yeah, spectacular to even more incredible. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is a tool. This is something like, I did it. I have myself as the best experiment that I can show, yeah, to people, because they can see who I am now. I don't have to pretend. And, yeah, then when they were asking me, I was like, I had these sentences, record them. And I was like, okay, I'm going to record them. And last year I did record 12 codes. This year I'm preparing another 12 codes. And the results of people listening to them are spectacular. I had no idea how it's going to impact people. I didn't expect even 1% of what I am hearing from people. So this is an incredible tool, and you can find it anywhere on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, like literally all the platforms, both in Polish and in English.
Right. And we appreciate you putting it in English for us. Seriously. For real. And her info will be in the description, y'all. So don't worry. All the links will be there. I really appreciate the codes. Because when I heard the courage one, I listened to it and it was powerful. And for you to tell your story, of being low and bringing yourself back up, even from a seed to a tree, and the tree doesn't grow overnight. And people have to realize that you start with the codes, even with meditation, you just start and it becomes what it's supposed to become. And it will not be the first day that you start that. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Can you share some success stories or transformations that your clients have experienced through the codes?
Yes, definitely. I have, like, I got from my team the whole board of results of the, from the messages of people of the results. So one, like, there were women who got pregnant, who couldn't get pregnant for a very long time. They were people who, there were people, because just now I also, there is a launch, new launch of the health code. It will be like a bonus code around health. And I've already done it in Polish, the English version I'm recording tomorrow. And, and I'm going to put it immediately. But there were spectacular stories around health, for people healing, recovering with this code, myself as well. Obviously, like, people suddenly having money, like someone hired them 1 week after they were listening to the money code, or having a huge project out of the blue. We had people who were really, when they had conflicts, the conflicts were gone. Like, for example, women who were not speaking to their moms for years, and suddenly they are like getting back and being really close and being really in respect. So the relations are changing tremendously. Another thing is that people in Poland, they listen to it like it's a family tradition, like a family routine. So they play it and the whole family is listening to it. So it impacts them, the way they communicate, the way they interact with each other. So these are spectacular changes also in houses, that people are more opened and more loving. So I could count so many examples. It's beautiful.
Wow. So y'all go listen to the codes and... If the word code, because I know my audience is a little, you know, different. If the word code scares you, all you're doing is centering your mind and aligning your mind, your body, your spirit, and everything to the thought that I am courageous. I am great. I am whole. I am healed. I am. I am. I am. And these codes, you could listen to them while you're driving, while you're eating, whenever. So just try it out. Try it out.
And don't knock it till you try it. Very important thing about the codes, I call it codes because I see our system as a computer with a program. And we have these programs, and our programs are defined by our beliefs and our thoughts. So if we want to change our habits, if we want to manifest something, we need to reprogram our thoughts. Yes. So the codes are for the reprogramming of our system. This is why I call it, because I like this analogy to the computer. And what is important is that I didn't take myself on a suppressing or repressing journey, because it's like when I'm in anxiety attack, it's hard for me to, you know, to say, like, my mind wouldn't believe it. Like, everything is good. All is fine. Don't worry. You know, it's like, this is not the thing. It's like I can simultaneously feel anxiety and simultaneously say, you are courageous. You are the creator of everything that you're thinking about. And now you're choosing the thought of, I am courageous. And it doesn't exclude the anxiety. It's like, I feel anxious and I'm courageous. I feel sad and I'm still creating.
Yes.
And I'm consciously creating, and I'm very present whilst I'm creating, and I still feel sad and I'm creating. So it's like, I really emphasize that it's not, you know, like canceling the reality that you're living in. You can acknowledge it, but still you implement the new program into your system.
For sure. Just so you can manifest what you need to manifest, because if we stick in the low vibration, it will not come up at all. And I love how you said I had to speak to myself to come up. And I and everyone goes through those moments. So I pray that you guys are listening and you're saying in your saddest moments, I'm still courageous. I can still create. I can still do what I was called to do. That's beautiful. Okay. What are some of your future goals and aspirations in your career as an artist and a speaker? What are you looking forward to doing?
I'm looking forward to performing in front of thousands of people on the stage and to be able to feel the group, because when I'm doing events, just now it was maximum 5,000 people. What I'm dreaming about is 60,000. And also I'm obviously like internationally, because just now it was my country. So now I want to be visible and recognizable and famous also in the world. And I feel there is something profound. The more people is coding and meditating at the same time, there is the experience that is beyond words and is very transformational. And this is my dream, to be able to do the tournée like Beyoncé did last summer and the last year at the Renaissance. And she was just, you know, changing the cities and gathering 60, 80,000 people, 100 people, many people, and doing the same thing towards empowerment, towards freedom, towards abundance, towards conscious living.
Yeah. That is beautiful. Make sure you call me when you do 60. That is amazing. Okay. That is such a big goal. That's dope. And you said you did the codes in front of 5,000 people. And we're excited that we get to see you in America, honestly, do that work here. Because I know you've been doing it in Poland for quite some time. And I was listening to a few videos and I'm like, I wish I could hear what she's saying, because you move and you talk so powerfully. And I speak that over you as well, that you get to the 60,000 and you're gathering all of us together in one room. And it reminds me almost of, have you ever seen Avatar, the movie?
Of course. Yes.
Yes. And you know, when they all start praying and connecting with each other in that movie, it just kind of resonates with me every time, because I'm like, wow, if we all could get in one room together, hold and connect, the power and the abundance that'll be in that room will be probably bigger than anything that we've ever felt. So you speaking your codes, I can already see it. We'll change and transform like crazy. Yeah. So I just want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for being a light to the world, for bringing your work and not being afraid to show us that, because it's changing lives and transforming lives every day, including my own. So I just want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having this interview with me. And hopefully this is not the last. Hopefully this isn't the last.
I hope we can meet another time again.
Thank you so much. So y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of The Couch. And until next time, be light, be peace, and be love. See you later.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.